At 8:23, this is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. Fort Worth Superintendent Kent Scribner says school district officials today will meet to talk about a request from the state attorney general. Ken Paxton late last week demanded that the district turn over a copy of its sixth grade human sexuality curriculum. Paxton said Fort Worth ISD denied parents access to class materials. Clint Bond with the district said students have workbooks, not textbooks, for the class in question. He said the district was surprised by the Attorney General's letter.
We strongly believe that everything that we are teaching in this particular course is within the guidelines of the Texas Education Code. And we think there's nothing wrong with it.
Bond says Fort Worth ISD will send the information requested to the Attorney General's office. Immigrant rights advocates over the weekend took to the streets in Dallas, Fort Worth, and across Texas as part of a nationwide coordinated protest against the president's immigration policies. In Fort Worth, Jennifer Diaro with the legal aid group Raices connected the Trump administration's family separation policy to the voluntary 287G program, one that uses local law enforcement officers to identify undocumented immigrants in the county jail.
As an immigration attorney, every week we hear about a family being separated after, you know, an arrest or an encounter with ICE. People being detained for months, parents being separated from their kids, spouses, siblings, really families just being torn apart.
Speakers encouraged protesters to do more than attend rallies. They should also vote. In today's vital signs, eggs. After years of warnings to limit our consumption of them, a recently published study suggests an egg a day might actually lower rates of heart disease and risk of stroke. Dr. Anand Rohatgi, a cardiologist with Parkland Hospital and UT Southwestern Medical Center, told me it depends on who's eating the egg.
The big concern before was the amount of cholesterol in eggs.
Right.
So what have we learned since then?
The reason why we do focus on cholesterol is because higher levels of cholesterol build up plaques in the arteries, and that can lead to the heart attacks and strokes. And when you eat dietary sources of cholesterol, for example, like eggs, your cholesterol levels can go up. But interestingly enough, the cholesterol that's in eggs doesn't really raise the cholesterol levels all that much. Eggs do have something called phospholipids or fatty acids, and that actually can increase all levels of cholesterol, including the LDL, the HDL.
Can so it's not the good or bad cholesterol, as we've been calling it, HDL and LDL, but it's the fatty acids?
The fatty acids. So eggs themselves aren't primarily a source of the cholesterol in your bloodstream, but they can change the levels.
But then we've had study after study, don't eat this, eat that, don't watch out for this. So why should we trust this study?
This was a study in China. It was about 500,000 people. It was a very large study, but it was an observational study. People reported whether they took eggs or not, and they ranged from people who didn't eat eggs at all to people who ate eggs on a daily basis. And the ones who ate the most, the ones who ate on a daily basis, had the lowest risk of heart disease and dying from heart disease, in particular stroke. One of the problems with observational studies, though, is that it's the company that it keeps. And oftentimes, the people who eat eggs, in this case, are just different than the people who don't eat eggs. And you can try to account for that as much as you can, but there's still some innate things about the people who have certain lifestyle factors, for example, like drinking wine or alcohol. So in this case, it's the same, and that's why we see inconsistencies. It's also a Chinese study, so that might be a little bit different by population. And this prior studies have shown differences by risk status, for example, diabetes. In patients with diabetes, eggs seem to be correlated with either higher risk or really no relationship at all. So it does vary. American studies have, by and large, shown no real relationship between egg consumption and heart disease risk. So this is interesting, but that's why there's some inconsistencies.
I mean, it sounds like the bottom line of all of that is the impact of eggs just depends upon each person.
Absolutely. And there aren't really trials of egg consumption and heart disease. There's these observations of patterns of egg consumption. So that it is a little different. We don't really know if we just give a group of people eggs and a group of people no eggs, which one fares better. Those those trials haven't really been done. And then to your point, I think some of the confusion around diet and health is that we do focus on specific foods or specific nutrients quite a bit, as if toggling one thing will make a big difference. But really, it's the whole dietary pattern that makes the most difference.
Assume then that I'm a patient of yours and I hear these studies back and forth about eggs. So I say to you, Dr. Rohatky, what's your recommendation?
And I get this question a lot in our preventive practice. And what I'll say is let's step back and take a 20,000 foot view. The overall goal here is to prevent heart disease. And if that's the goal, then in terms of diet, it's really a pattern. Lots of fruits, nuts, vegetables, going away from red meat, going away from saturated fat. And eggs can be one of the sources of protein, including chicken, fish, nuts, legumes, things like that. So I would say if you're eating 1 to 2 eggs a day, that's very moderate and that's very reasonable. It's part of a healthy pattern. Eggs are interesting. There's the kind of person who might eat 1 or 2 eggs, hard-boiled eggs, with some yogurt, with a bowl of fruit. Then, on the other hand, you might have a person eating eggs with bacon, sausage, fried food, heavy beverage. The eggs are, the amount is the same, but you can clearly see a difference in the dietary pattern. And then when you ask those people, how many eggs do you eat? They might give you the same number.
So how much you eat, if you eat any at all, really depends on your overall diet, not just on the eggs itself.
Absolutely. I think that's the most important message.
Dr. Rohatky, thank you for being with me.
Thank you.
Dr. Anand Rohatky is a cardiologist with Parkland Hospital and UT Southwestern Medical Center. Ahead on BBC NewsHour, Mexico's newly elected left-wing president promises profound change, a fight against corruption, and friendly ties with the U.S. And Interpol issues an arrest warrant for an Indian diamond merchant to the stars. All of that and more on BBC NewsHour. It begins at 9. In the forecast, we've got a 20% chance of rain, otherwise mostly sunny, with a high near 100.